A lot of you have been sharing the places where you get your best ideas, motorcycle ride in the morning, bathtub, long walks, yoga. Our next guest would say that wherever you go to dream up your earth-shaking idea, you should give yourself permission to go really crazy. It's Linda Rottenberg's key to success in the risky world of startup companies. Rottenberg is CEO and co-founder of Endeavor, a global nonprofit. Her new book is Crazy is a Compliment, The Power of Zigging When Everyone Else Zags. Linda Rottenberg says the crazy part comes after getting an idea, not before.
The problem is not in coming up with the idea. It's in giving yourself permission to pursue your dream. And that's where people get stuck. It's not an absence of ideas or business techniques. It's the absence of courage to actually be willing to put yourself on the line, to maybe even be called crazy.
You know, you learn in college that you got to get a credential here and there. And all these things function as a kind of a permission to do this, that, or the other thing. When in fact, it's the permission you give yourself that's the most powerful sort of rocket engine.
Absolutely. I've found in working with 1,000 entrepreneurs in 20 countries around the world that the biggest obstacles to starting something new aren't financial, they're not structural, they are psychological and emotional. It is that giving yourself permission. It's what the great Bobby Jones said about golf. It's a game that's played on a 5-inch course, the distance between your ears. What I tell people is they overthink and overplan sometimes, and I think that entrepreneurship is really a fancy way of saying be a doer. And people sometimes hide between the PowerPoint and the perfect plans, and really what they need to do is get out there, take the leap of faith, and give themselves that permission to pursue something that might even be called outlandish.
So a lot of people think that entrepreneurship is putting that plan on the drawing board and going, I'll wait for the perfect time. You say, no, it's actually the opposite. It's deciding that the perfect time is now and getting started early.
Entrepreneurship is a constant tension between taking risk and then reducing that risk. And I think there are always some things that are going to be out of your control. I've learned that chaos is the friend of the entrepreneur, in fact, that stability favors the status quo, that times of disruption, that times of economic upheaval are actually, in fact, some of the best times to start new companies. And I think that when people put the plans on paper, they often hide between the numbers and are waiting for the venture capitalists to come in and save them. When in fact, most of the companies I've worked with, 1,000 of them, 80% don't have business plans. They just see a pain point. They start solving a problem. They start getting real life customers and getting that feedback. And that's what propels them forward.
Are most of the businesses you've worked with retail kinds of ventures where it's product meets market or service meets market? What kinds of things? Give us some examples, because a lot of people hear entrepreneurship and innovation all the time and they feel like it's, you know, a T-shirt that you wear.
You don't have to have a hoodie to be an entrepreneur anymore. I think that we've gotten this picture in our mind of a young male techie living in Silicon Valley building the next social media network. And I've worked with entrepreneurs from two women in Rio that started a hair care company out of their basement. Today, that business, Beleza Natural, has $80 million in revenues and serves 100,000 clients, to a woman in Saudi Arabia that decided that she wanted to create the Nespresso of Arabic coffee because her mother made terrible coffee and she didn't want to take 40 minutes to stay in back of the kitchen and cook. To me, entrepreneurship today isn't just building a business. It's really about that tension I was talking about between taking risks, starting something fresh, and then taking the steps to actually mitigate those risks. And you don't have to bet the farm at the beginning. People have this sense that entrepreneurs go all in and bet the chips. And really, entrepreneurs often keep their day jobs for a while they're testing their business. At some point, you have to close doors. But at the beginning, it's okay to take baby steps.
So crazy. What does that mean to you?
Well, every dreamer I know has been called crazy at some point, whether it was Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, whether it was Sarah Blakely of Spanx, or whether it was Jack Ma who took Alibaba, the Chinese company, public. So to me, yes, crazy is a compliment. And there is a corollary, which is that if you're not called crazy, you're probably not thinking big enough.
Linda Rottenberg is CEO and co-founder of the global nonprofit Endeavor and author of Crazy is a Compliment, The Power of Zigging When Everyone Else Zags. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.